speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
In his great Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters, for either he'll hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Matthew 6, verse 24. I'm sure all of us would like to be free of cares, of worry, anxiety. We'd like to live our lives without being plagued by all the nagging problems and the burdens that weigh us down. Jesus tells us that our real problem is that we don't want to make the right choices. The often difficult decisions. Decisions that would clear the road ahead. Rather, we would try to stay in good with God, stay on the side of the world at the same time. We would continue professing our trust and dependence upon God, while at the same time we live our lives as if we did not really depend upon God at all, as if we have to make our own way in the world without God. We try to play the game of straddling the fence. We're not quite ready to really commit our lives in the service of God, for after all, full obedience to God would place us in a vulnerable position, we think. And so we try to find a middle ground. We like to say we love God and want to serve Him, but we really give our devotion and affection to the material things in this life, which we really feel make life secure. After all, we want to be on the safe side. Jesus is talking to us when He says, "No man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he'll hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." And yet how we try to do just that, serve God and the almighty dollar at the same time. There is no such middle ground. There's no alternative to the true service of God. There's no compromise that is to be made if we are to find salvation. What Jesus is really telling all of us is that there can be only one master, only one Almighty in any one man's life. It's either going to be Almighty God or the Almighty something else, whatever that might be. For all too many, it's the Almighty dollar, just as it must have been in our Lord's time, or else He would not have said what He did. Jesus explodes the rather comfortable philosophy that's captured the minds of so many that we can straddle almost any issue if we try hard enough. We note deep within our hearts that straddling issues never really solves anything, and we must come to understand that it won't work with God. When it comes to God, a man can be either hot or cold, but he cannot be lukewarm. God will not allow it. Jesus said in Revelation 3:15, "I wish that you were hot or cold. Since you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spew thee out of my mouth." Christ said a man has to make a decision for God, or he's going to be automatically making a decision against God. He puts it this way in Matthew 12, verse 30. "He that is not for me is against me. He that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." Again, there's no other alternative. A person has to make up his mind to trust God, or is going to trust something else. He's going to have to work for God, or he'll be working against God. And such a course is to face defeat before you start. For who can be successful in working against God? Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters." If we try, we'll either hate the one and love the other, or we'll be devoted to one and despise the other. This decision to serve God has to be made without reservations. There's no yes but about it. It has to be yes without any buts, without any qualifications. It's to be either yes or no. That's what the Lord tells us. Our Lord had a way of using clear and simple language. Language that could not easily be misunderstood. The Lord did not beat around the bush when he said, no man can serve two masters. We understand his words clearly. We cannot serve God and at the same time give ourselves to something else. Money, pleasure, sports, or any number of things. Every man who has ever spoken for God has said the same thing. Moses said it when his people set up the golden calf in the wilderness. You can read about it in Exodus 32. Elijah did it at Mount Carmel when all the odds seemed to be against him, 1 Kings 18. And Joshua said it when he said, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood, or the god of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, Joshua 24:15. John the Baptist said it when the pillars of society came out to see him in the wilderness. And he called them in Matthew 3:7, you offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Jesus has always been insistent about the hard necessity of serving God. His apostles received their teaching from the Holy Spirit. They insisted on that. The Apostle John wrote, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 2, verse 15. But those words are too strong for the likes of men today, even many of those who profess to follow Jesus. We'd rather say one thing and do something else. We'd rather talk like saints and act like the devil. We'd rather say that we're servants of the Lord and then keep our eyes on the world. Christ is telling us that it just won't work. You either love God above all or not at all. This includes family, friends, job, recreation, sports, whatever. We love God above all or not at all. Christ always insisted that men follow him in faith without question. He demanded that they obey his instructions. He asked in Luke 6, verse 46, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? When people did that, something happened. One day at the little town of Cana, across the hill from Nazareth, they ran out of wine at a wedding feast. Everyone was embarrassed, including the mother of Jesus. But she told the servants, John 2, verse 5, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Now that would not make a lot of sense to some people today, but they did it and a miracle occurred. The very first that he ever performed, we're told in John 2, verse 11. When people do as the Lord commands, things happen. And what tremendous advice given by Mary, the mother of Jesus. Whatever he saith unto you, do it. Our Lord was a man of decision. He made up his mind what he was going to do, and then he did it. He was to be the Savior of the world. Luke 19:10, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And nothing would keep him from doing what he had come to do. He lived the life that he lived. He died the death he chose to die for the good of all men. He had made up his mind, and nothing could deter him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but might have everlasting life. Jesus made up his mind, things happened. He died, and God was there reconciling the world to himself in the death of his Son. God was there because Jesus was the Son of God. And so that all of us might know him to be the Son of God and the Savior of the world, God raised him from the dead, declared him to be both Lord and Christ. Acts 2:22. And when Christ says, I forgive, Mark 2:9, he forgives. When Christ says, I give you life, John 10:10, that's exactly what he does. And you must make up your mind that Christ died for you. It's no myth. It's no fairy tale. Christ died for you. He really did. And Jesus says, follow me, Matthew 16:24. That's exactly what he means for you to do. He gives you a choice. You can make up your mind to follow him, or you can refuse to trust him and take the consequences. Trusting Christ and following him is no halfway business. It cannot be a half-hearted thing. It has to go all the way my Savior leads me, as we often sing. He expects nothing less than from all who would follow him. You cannot just stand there and say, surely he doesn't mean me. When Christ says, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me, too many say, well, surely that didn't mean me. Surely he doesn't mean me when he said one must deny himself. We just don't like this business about self-denial. When Paul commands us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, that sounds like being a fanatic. We just don't want to bring ourselves to make any such deep commitment. But that's what the Lord commands in no unmistakable language. And when the day of judgment comes, Jesus said there will be some distinctions made. Some will be on the left and others on the right. Those on the left will be surely there because they refuse to serve him. They refuse to own him as their Lord. And people on the right will be those who made a commitment to come to Christ. They have made up their minds to do something for the Lord, to have compassion for the sick, the needy, the wounded, the disillusioned, the distressed. They had compassion because they had made up their minds to follow Christ. And my friend, you must make up your mind about Christ. He died for you. He will not be put off. You must make up your mind to serve Christ, to stand with him, because in not standing with him, you stand against him. There's no other position you can occupy. Christ does not promise to make things easy for us. Following him does not mean that it will be a bed of roses, and we'll not have to work hard any more to earn a living, that we never have any more health problems, or that nothing bad will ever happen to cause us trouble and sorrow. We still live in a world of disappointment, where there's sadness, where there's sorrow. But Christ does say, we won't have to worry about it. We won't have to be anxious. We're to trust him, and he'll care for us. There are things far more important than the material things of this life. And the sure way to defeat is to commit our ways to the service of the material wealth, to mammon. We cannot serve God and mammon. My friend, Christ calls us to the service of God. He calls us to turn from our sins and accept his will for our lives that's revealed in the inspired word. He calls us to confess him before men, Matthew 10:32. He calls us to baptism for the forgiveness of sins, Acts 2:38. Our response to Christ then is continued throughout our lives by living in faithful obedience to his will, trusting and serving him. Follow Christ, serve God. You cannot serve God in mammon.